America, England, France, Germany, Canada, China, Japan are more rich countries than India. Their medical science, there are all kinds of science, they have developed so much than India. But why Swamiji came here? They are so rich, they are so much developed in all worldly things, their houses are so like Raj Palace. They can denote anything, any money to India and all world. But why Swamiji came a beggar here? What to give? Did he came to take something from the all these countries? I think never. So why is this Swamiji?
गबड़ करेगा यही हमको
So, what is that thing? And why in all countries, very intelligent persons, they took the feet dust of Swamiji? So what is that thing? Prem Prayojan Prabhu, will you speak something about this? पुत्र परिवार हर बार सबके साथ में सुखी हैं, बड़े आनंद के साथ में जीवन का निर्वाह कर रहे हैं, अपना वाणिज्य व्यवसाय इत्यादि कर रहे हैं, सभी सुखी हैं, तो फिर भगवान को भजन करने की क्या जरूरत है? क्या जरूरत है बोलो?
ध्यान तिमिरां धर्ष्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचित्ते तन्नाम्ने गौरस्तिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय लैक्स एंड लैक्स दंडत प्रणाम अनटू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड देन टू माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी आई ट्रीट हिम आई ऑनर हिम लाइक माय शिक्षा गुरु I know him from 1946. He has so much honor for his elder godbrother from beginning, from 1922. He took initiation Harinam from Swamiji from his स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीसंत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर और गुरु महाराज टू के इनिशिएशन इन द ईयर 1916 सो दे वर बोथ लाइक फ्रेंड्स सो आई हैव सो मच चांस टू सर्व हिम इन ऑल वेज when there was not ESKCON or anything. From then I know. I am also fortunate to serve and to hear all the prominent, very learned, very qualified, the senior most devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, like Nemi Maharaj, like Sauti Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Van Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, or Bharati Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj, Bhakti Puri Maharaj, all so many. So I think I am so fortunate to serve them. Saman Maharaj, all. So I have. Who? Oh, very good. He used to love me so much. So much. So, I know the most of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami Maharaj. I also served Swamiji, and he told at that time that you should come with me in preaching in Western country. But at that time he could not come. But I think that he has dragged me, taking my this choti here, that you should come and propagate, because I had given some seeds in the hearts of devotees. In devotees' hearts, somewhere it was some sprouted. Somewhere some leaves came, but now everything is drying. No water. Now sprouts are going drying, leaves are going drying, trees are is going to be ruined. So you should come and what rise all these things. Perhaps by his mercy I'm coming. I was a very penniless person. Swamiji came here in all these countries. He was also penniless, and he came in a navigation Sindhia in only jahaj mein hua hai. And in ship he came. And he came perhaps in 4 months or I don't know how many. And he arranged me, oh, you should come not by ship, you should come in aeroplane. I am managing. I told that I have no money. Oh, don't worry for this. And he's managing everything. I am coming. Only to give some water that I have heard from our acharyas, my Gurudev, and all these Vaishnavas. I am happy that now in India, especially in Puri Dham, Rath Festival is going on, Card Festival, Rath Yatra, and lakhs, more than 20 lakhs of devotees are assembled there, and they are doing Jagannath ki jai, Subhadra Devi ki jai, Baladev Prabhu ki jai. All are doing, and they are pulling the cord. Why this? You should know that we are part and parcels of God, Supreme Personality of God. He is so merciful. And we are part and parcel, that is why we want happiness. We never want any suffering. If anyone is so rich, so much rich, has a qualified daughter and son, so much affluence, he may be the president or prime minister or any rich person, maybe. But oldness is bound to come. He will be bold on one day. And even beauty will go away. And you cannot digest water even in old days. No fruit juice. I'm happy to know that Vrindavan Prabhu has a big factory for juice. And he is supplying in all islands here. But at that time, in old days, they cannot digest that juice also. Doctor should be called, oh, I had taken juice, but now very restless. Then it may be that you will have to be operated. Oldness is bound to come. All beauty will go. The cheeks will be dry. Teeth will be going away. It is bound. So in this world, and at last, will have to give up this body. So in this world, anyone is not happy. Happy very for very few days. But that happiness is also like that, like suffering. So in this world, anyone is not happy. Because we have forgotten Supreme Personality of Godhead. But He is so merciful. He is always worried that my all parts, souls, have forgotten me. I want that they should come and again they should be happy forever, eternal happy. I want that I should have any clue to bring to me. But they are so much engaged in sense gratifications, they have not any moment time to come to me and to think all these things. Never. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He comes, descends to this world. Sometimes He manifests like Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki, Vaman, Varaha, like all. And sometimes He sends up much powerful His associates like Guru or Acharya, like Narad, like Brahma, like Vyas, like Sukadeva Goswami, Madhva, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, like Vallabhacharya. And sometimes He descends Himself also like Krishna, Baladev, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, only to make us happy. This world is like a prison. Prison, no? In prison, we can demand so many things, facilities. But this is not a place to taste and to be happy. We should try to come out of prison. So this world is prison. We have forgotten. And now, as a punishment, we have come to this world. This is not a place to be happy. So Krishna descends and His associates also descends to this world for the same purpose. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, they came. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like associates of Krishna Himself, Narad and Sukadeva Goswami, all came to this world and told the same thing, that we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this world, we cannot be happy. Prahlada Maharaj told like that if we are in this world for 100 years, 50 years will go in sleeping, mating and doing so many nonsense things, or sleeping. And then 20 years from boyhood, playing here, there, and to be expert in anything, to maintain life. We have no chance to remember him. And the last 20 years, from 80 to 100, we are so old that we cannot do anything. Even we cannot sit like this. Very hard. And if anything, operation or anything, then nothing to tell. So 20 at 20 and 50, 90. And in 90, in 10 years, we'll have to marry, to build very comfortable houses, so many things, to support children, then when will you have time to remember Krishna? Impossible. So from beginning, we should try to remember, chant and sing Krishna. Very beginning. That is why Prahlada Maharaj has told all these things. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. He is associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And in the shape of Kamal Manjari, he is the associate of Radha and Krishna. He has told one line, very important. What is that? That we should not take any secret or anything here. What else is taking?
Camera, sir.
I was fearing that it is secret or anything. Oh, kya kah raha tha? Krishner sansar karo, chhadi anachar, jive daya, name ruchi sarva dharma sar. Have you read this line? He is telling, Krishnera sansar karo. In this world we are bound to do, to have family and associate with others. So we can maintain our life, otherwise not. We cannot be without air. We cannot be here in without water. We cannot be without sun rays. Oh, it is essential. So Krishnera sansar karo chhadi anachar. You should try to give up all your bad, unwanted habits. First, give up all kinds of your chest, your envy, all bad, unwanted. And then Krishna sansar karo. You can have a wife, very chaste wife, and both together serving Krishna. Children may be there. They are also part and parcels of Krishna. We can support and nourish them also. So that our whole family should worship Krishna. This is Krishna's sansar. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a very big family, being in Puri, thousands and lakhs of children, many devotees, like Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, all are in his family, maintaining them by love and affection. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling here, Krishnera sansar karo chhadi anachar jive dayat name ruchi sarva dharma sar. in Kali Yuga, we cannot samadhi hokar ke bhagwan ki aradhana nahi kar sakte.
Meditation.
Very hard. We cannot do archan. Very hard. We cannot remember, meditate. We cannot do sacrifices like in Treta Yuga that Ramachandra or so many were doing. We cannot do. In Kali Yuga, our life is so short, full of so many suffering. So, he telling, very easy. Name Ruchi. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. If you cannot do so big mantra, you can chant Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Shyam. Oh, Ram 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 Ram, Krishna Krishna, no harm. Any name you like, you can do. So, if you are dying on the bed and stool and urine is passing away, and just you are about to die, what can you do? You cannot do anything. So, if at that time you can tell him to, oh, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, or Hare Ram, or Ram, or Krishna even. And if he cannot, but he can hear, if he will not chant, no harm. He can hear, remind even, and he will be at once liberated, like Ajami. Valmiki, he was not qualified to chant Ram Ram. Oh, his guru there told that you can chant Mara Mara. And he was doing so Mara 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 Mara. And quickly he was liberated. And he knew past, future, present, everything. And he wrote Sri Valmiki Ramayana before Ram came. So, by name, we can be liberated from this world, and we can have love and affection from Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know that. I wanted to tell you how this card festival came, how Jagannath Baladev Subhadra came. You should know that Baladev Subhadra and Krishna, Jagannath Dev, are not wooden anything, nothing. Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar himself, embodiment of love and affection, they have descended to this world to give some love and affection to all by the prayer of Sri Narada Rishi. First of all, I want to tell something today about before card festival. There is a festival named Gundika Mandir Marjan. What is the meaning of Gundika Mandir Marjan? To clean the temple. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his all associates, taking water from Indradum, Indra Sarovar, lakhs and lakhs pots were there, all taking water, and they were washing Gundicha Mandir. Jagannath will go there. So before Thakurji is going there, Supreme Lord is going there, we should try to clear temple. Here temple means our heart. If there is dust, anything malice, anything bad thing, unwanted thing, Vishnu must wipe, try to wash. First with broom, and after that, fine broom, and after that, with water, and after that, with cloth and water, both. Everywhere. So, we should not make any offense in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. This is the first thing. Satang Nindam. Don't criticize anyone, any Vaishnava. Any Vaishnava means also in broad view. You should not criticize anyone. You cannot help him in any way. Krishna can. He is powerful to do anything. So he may clear his all these things, but we cannot do. So don't try to criticize anyone. What we should do? We should try to ignore his association, but never do criticize anyone. Because if you are criticizing anyone, his bad qualities will come to you. Like, if electricity is there and you are touching the wire, what will be? At once electricity will come and you will die. So, if you are criticizing anyone, even to dogs or anyone, that bad thing will come surely in your heart. So don't criticize anyone. A Acharya, who is so powerful, he has done so much bhajan and he is qualified. He can do like this. He can chastise or he can reform and he could. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Choto Haridas Thakur, you remember? He told that you cannot come to me in your whole life. So, we should not criticize anyone. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written that there are about 26 kinds of qualities of sadhus, of saints or devotees. They must be in devotees, otherwise he is not devotee. So here, those who unwanted things, like anyone is envying anyone. Envying? Envying. Envious. These, having a lust, very charm, attraction in worldly things, sense gratification. These are unwanted. These are full on in us. A devotee should first clear all these things. He should be in brotherly mode with all. Because in this world, all the creepers, animals, human, demigods, mountains, trees, creepers, all are souls and part and parcels of Krishna. So, a high class of Vaishnava devotee can see Krishna everywhere. And in Krishna he can see everything. So he is Mahabhagavat. But for ordinary persons, though who want to follow this line, it may be that he has so much anger, lust, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, masarya. Kya?
Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion.
We should try to remove all these things. This is Gundija Mandir Marjan. We should not offend anyone. Never we should. Not criticizing, ninda. We should not do anything. If all these qualities are coming, especially Srinadapi sunichena. Tarorapi sahi sununa. Amanina. Manadena. Kirtanyasata. If you want to chant pure Krishna name and you want to love Krishna, then you should try to follow for these principles. Srinadapi sunichena. Kya mane?
More tolerant than a blade of grass, more humble.
You are walking on grasses and they are going down, and if you will take your feet from there, then again they will come. But devotees should be like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur. If these qualities are not in devotees, he is not pure devotee. Never. Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets. But he is always praying, "Oh Krishna, save them, save them, save them." Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he was given poison, snakes, he was thrown in ocean from hills, mountains. So many snakes were given. His sister took and he wanted to burn it, but he was not burned. So we should try to be like that. More humble than tree.
More tolerant than tree.
If you have no tolerance, this quality, that you are not pure devotee. So we should try to know all these things and to be like that. Practically, if anyone be abusing you, and try to tolerate all. You know, perhaps Mahabir in India, in the time of Buddha, Gautam Buddha, after that, anyone was giving a khunta, unke kaan mein khunta thok raha tha, nail in his ear, and it came out, but he was nothing to do. Koi ek thappad yahan maar raha, if anyone giving a slap here, oh, you can do here. So tolerance. If you have no tolerance, you cannot end in bhakti realm. Never, never. As a tree, never wants water. But if anyone going, he can give his shade, his bark, his root, his fruit, his wood, everything, flowers, for anyone. So we should try to be like that. Always try to praise the Vaishnavas having qualities, according to that quality. But don't want that they should always praise me. Never. If you want wanting praise, oh, all should praise me. Then it is like dying. Like a very unwanted thing. It is against bhakti principle. We should try to wash these things. So, these four qualities should be in devotees. We should try to take all these qualities, then we can be a Vaishnava. It is not really very easy to be a Vaishnava. Then all qualities goes away. Then we can be pure Vaishnava. Then easily we can, anywhere, we can sit and chant Hare Krishna without any suffering, sorrows, or worrying, and then our mind will be fixed. Then Adau Shabda Tato Sadhu Sangha Tato Nishtha will come. And then gradually we will come to at the stage of Rati or Sthai Bhav, and then Prem will come. And then we will liberate it totally, and then we can serve Krishna. Otherwise, no. So many persons, they want to serve Krishna. They do so many things. Big temples. So big temples. I see in Delhi, I saw that there is a plan about how many crores dollars. But if there is no any Vaishnava is not honored, any devotee is not honored, then what is the use of making all temples? If you are distributing lakhs and lakhs Mahabharata or Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, but not reading and following, what is the use of all doing so? So we cannot develop our Krishna prema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized this thing, Gundicha Mandir Marjan first, and then card festival. Now no Gundicha Marjan, only card festival. Only to make money. And reputation and all the other things. And quarreling ourselves. And after some time we are going fallen down. No pure devotion. But there is no love and affection for Vaishnavas. How pure bhakti will come? Never, never. So we should try to follow all these things. It is card festival that first we should try to clear our hearts. Have so much love and affection and honor for Vaishnavas. So, among 10 kinds of namaparad, first is satang nindam param aparad. First, what? To offend any devotee. So, if you want to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotion and love, then we should try to do all these things. First, you should be Vaishnava, really, in sense, having all these qualities. And it may come by pure chanting of Hare name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But it is essential that we should try to be associated with high class of Vaishnava. If there is no sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya. Lo matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhiya. If there is no high class of association, we cannot develop our Krishna consciousness. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness in high classes of Vaishnava and devotees. Now, it is going to be 8, so we'll discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow in morning there is class at 4 about. What is the program tomorrow?